The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 31st of August, 2008. It's the birthday of Maria Montessori, born in Chiaravalle, Italy, in 1870. Who studied at the University of Rome. She was the first woman in Italy to get an MD degree, worked as a psychiatric instructor at a clinic for children with learning disabilities, and she developed her therapeutic approach involving appealing to the children's senses, especially the sense of touch. She noticed that when kids were given something to put in their hands and play with, they had a positive cerebral response. She was put in charge of a house in a slum in Rome, a daycare house for children 3 to 7, and she used that as a chance to try out some of her methods on poor children that she had used with developmentally challenged children, and the normal children responded positively to the techniques as well. They demonstrated higher levels of learning and achievement. She started to write out her philosophy so that it could be replicated, and the basic tenets included a very literal, hands-on style of learning, giving children building blocks, shapes, learning letters from shapes. She believed that teachers should not impose their personalities on children, that teachers who in her system were called directors were to simply provide the materials and then step back, ready to assist if needed, but Maria Montessori said, never help a child with a task at which he feels he can succeed. And she believed that children should learn at their own pace and pursue what interests them. And the test of any educational method was the happiness of the child. Montessori methods became very influential in America. Today there are over 5,000 Montessori schools in this country, 300 of which are public schools. A study in 2006 in the journal Science showed that 5-year-olds who attended Montessori had better vocabulary and math skills and better social problem-solving skills. Maria Montessori, who said, establishing lasting peace is the work of education. All politics can do is keep us out of war. Here's a poem for today by Rebecca McClanahan, Watching My Parents Sleeping Beside an Open Window Near the Sea. Needing them still, I come when I can, this time to the sea, where we share a room, their double bed, my single. Morning fog paints the pale scene even paler. Lace curtains breathing, the chenille spread folded back, my father's feet, white sails furled at the edge of blue pajamas. Every child's dream, a parent in each hand, though this child is 50. Their bodies fit easily with room to spare. When did they grow so small, as if it were possible to swell backwards into an earlier self? On the bureau, their toys and trinkets, his shaving brush and pink heart pills, her gardenia sachet, the tiny spindle that pricks the daily bubble of blood, her sweet chemistry. Above our heads, a smoke alarm pulses, its red eye beating. One more year, I ask the silence. Last night, to launch myself into sleep, I counted their breaths. The tidal rise and fall, I now put my ear to the coiled shell of their lives. A poem by Rebecca McClanahan, Watching My Parents Sleeping Beside an Open Window Near the Sea, from her collection Deep Light, New and Selected Poems, 1987 to 2007, published by Iris Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Katrina Cicala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's all-star shoe band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.